Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Truckers, welcome to Redneck and Eyes, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
What's going on, everybody? Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and Eyes Radio. We're here live. It's 7 o'clock on the East Coast. Truck show day today, truck show weekend this weekend. It's Truckers for Hope in Mill Hall, Pennsylvania. Let me get it pulled up here so you can see on the website. Right there, Truckers for Hope in Mill Hall, Pennsylvania, the Clinton County Fairground. Let me stretch it out and you can see it boom right there. And this is it. Dude, right there, boom. It's off, man. Today was like the big day. When you pull up the schedule right here, like right now as we speak, Long Haul Paul should be on the stage right now. And hopefully the Redneck and I's crew that's there right now will be taking videos of what's going on. They had some truck pulls and all that stuff, so we'll keep tabs on that, what's all going on with that. And hopefully everybody's having a great time out there. If you're out there heading that way, or if you're listening along and you want to be part of it, like I said, it's in Mill Hall, Pennsylvania. It's up on Interstate 80 up there by College. What is it called? State College, Pennsylvania, by Penn State, up in the mountains on Interstate 80. It's going to be all this weekend. Even Sunday, there'll be some stuff going on. I'll pull it up right here. You can see Sunday, there's church service. And then there's a bull ride at 2 p.m. on Sunday. So check it out. Tomorrow, it's all the big events. You see how it's got, you know, truck pulls, tractor pulls, stuff for the kids, cornhole tournament. And then there's Little Texas will be in concert tomorrow after the fireworks. After the fireworks. Light show fireworks. Well, that'd be exciting, wouldn't it? And then, I mean, tonight, you still got a lot of stuff going on. Like, right now, like, the cornhole tournament started at 7 p.m. Long Haul Paul took the stage at 7 p.m. And then Tony Justice is going to follow him at 9 p.m. tonight. It'd be Tony Justice. So check that out. Like I said, that's this is the website, Truckers, the number 4, Hope. Just like you see it right here on the logo, truckers4hope.com. Check it out and go check out the show. Redneck and I's is there. You got Greg, Tiffany, LTR Transportation. They're there. This is LTR here. And let me get some pictures pulled up of them at the show. And we'll put that over there. That's not what I wanted. So I need to kind of finagle things a little bit. Let me move around here and get things kind of moved over. There you go. So yeah, this is great stuff. So really in the news today, you know, there's been a couple of things happening with just people talking about rules and changing the way they're doing things. I was reading over stuff and it's not really anything major, you know. And like I said, this is our show, so we can do what we want. We're talking about truck show. And let's see. Yeah, what I heard, of course, down here, it's a lot of talk because Amazon's growing, so they're looking at opening up an Amazon facility here in Corpus. I heard that Tesla is thinking about opening up a battery factory here in Corpus. So stuff like that, big changes happening. Everybody's moving to Florida, Texas. Big businesses are happening out of there. So hopefully that'll help the rates in these states. A lot of states like Florida and Texas, the rates are low because the weather's good. A lot of truck drivers down here. And a lot of times it just dries up. There ain't much freight. So yeah. But let me get some stuff pulled up here. I was going to check out. Let me see here. I was going to check out some stuff. About pulling up here for LTR. LTR is at the truck show there. The truck show. The truck show is, what's it called? Yeah, Truckers for Hope over there in Mill Hall, Pennsylvania. LTR is there too. I was going to show you pictures of, like, everything there. See here, pull it up. There it is. There it is. And yeah, it's not on that one. Gotta pull the other one up. No, I forgot. But yeah, it's LTR. They've got a couple of drivers there hanging out with Redneck and I's and showing off their trucks. So I was going to get their stuff pulled up. And let me see here. We can get this pulled up here, right? But LTR is one of our great sponsors. We appreciate all their support. And, you know, hey, talk to them out there at the truck show. They run all 48 states. They're based out of Denver, Colorado, but they're busy. You know, you can give a call, 720-277-0030. This is website I'm looking at right now is ltrtransportation.com. And that is there you can see the pictures of the trucks and the drivers. Let's see here. Well, Long Haul Paul, he's live on his Facebook page. We see that right now. We might play some of that here in a minute. Yeah, here we go. Here we go. Boom, there you go. So there's LTR. That's the truck down there that they've got. That's the pride of America with LTR right there. And this here, the RV, this is Redneck and Eyes. So if you see that RV, there's Redneck and Eyes. This is Greg's truck. If y'all can see that. I can't zoom in. But that there, he's going to put it in the tractor pool. There's everybody getting together. Greg's truck. We got the golf cart. See, it looks like they loaded up the flatbed trailer with everything. They didn't want to bring the big trailer because, you know, there's not going to be much going on. We can't do anything like cook or anything like that. So we're just hanging out. And you see LTR there. Looks like there's a Peterbilt. Is that a Peterbilt? I don't know, but it's a – and then they got the black LTR trailer, which is pretty awesome. There you go. Nope. What is that, a Volvo? Or is that the new Kenworth? And then there's the LTR trailer. So there's LTR there. Pretty cool stuff. Going into the show there. Unpacking at the show. Parked at the show. So go check them out. This is the good site. This is Greg's truck here. This is LTR. This is Holly's truck. And this is the other driver's truck, the LTR. I see what that trailer might be, something else. It might be like some food or something. I'm not real sure what that is. Yep, everybody cleaning up for LTR. Let's see, go back. Shining things up, man. I tell you what, this is LTR over there at the Truckers for Hope Truck Show in Mill Hall, Pennsylvania at the Clinton County Fairgrounds. It's going on all week. Long Haul Paul is on there right now. So that was some good pictures that were shared there. Like I say, you go follow Load to Ride Transportation on Facebook for all the updates on that stuff, and then check them out. Like I said, give them a call. LTRtransportation.com. You can give them a call at 720-277-0030. Check them out. And let me go ahead and got this pulled up here, and we'll get some video of Long Haul Paul.
I think he said something like, "I'm not leaving until."
So yeah, let me get him pulled over here. Yeah, where's that?
Find your voice. It's sort of like pancakes. Takes two or three before you can really get in the groove. Let me see if I can get in the groove on this one.
There you go. Yeah, Long Haul Paul, he's an artist, man. He is just great. Just meaningful, heartfelt singer. Perfectionist, as you can tell.
Mr. Collins has a turbo diesel 440 Pro. Precious Jesus, man, my poor brother Peter felt the slow. You use it, oh, you use it, then I don't come back no more. So you never drown no faster than your bigger wheels at road. I want to show you, Jim, but I really know you. When you're paid by the little boy, you best be moving on. You get what you pay for, you reap what you sow. So you never drop no faster than your big old wheels they grow. Johnny and the 55 was the first son. You're all of there was something wrong with that red hog on. Any last was before we locked at your house door. So I'm sure she was doing all the wonderful. I ain't got a thing against the one for driving slow. Never let live that the only way to go. But sure, let me tell you a little secret so you know. I never drive more faster than these big old wheels they roll. She got a 15 double over and big 36 rears. Built some for trouble, now she pinned back your ears. There's not that sort of woman that is more beautiful than my 359 when her big old wheels are wrong. See, my buddy Ross, he's got a garage on the edge of town. If you got a gas motor, so don't even come around. Diesel's all he knows and knows it does he well. He brought a set of brakes, you to a third at your hotel. He said there's just one thing about a 444. They'll run like a scalded dog until the top end go. And right about that time, Mr. Rogers said to me, if you want, we can take and make this piece of big ham 3. And I didn't know you could do that. And I'm not sure if you knew you could do that. I said, well, how do you do that? Well, it tore plumb down to the block when they got her all done, hardly nothing would come. Teflon on the head, number 12 out to the pump. With 50 ton of steel, you can make the front wheels jump. Mercy, mercy, Bailey, I can't believe my eyes. A 127 on the end of 55. 18 months and something built on time. Did you find song anything you like to say at this time? I said a lot of folks, they've only died, they never know the sound. The 7-inch stretch at 100 horses to the ground. Twin turbo towel and hear the plaintive wail. The scolding and the scowling when she's carrying the mail. Take your black box, take your ECM. Just button up my pump and put me in the wind. She'll run until she burns the pump around her to the ground. Still back in the day when freedom could be found. She got a 50 double over and the 36 rears. Built the sun and told out your pin back of it. There's not the sort of woman that is more beautiful than my baby now. Than my baby now. Than my baby now. When a big old wheel was able. Thank you so much. Really appreciate all of you taking time out of the truck show to come see me and hear those songs. We did that one live at Key Palace Theater, which is an old blues club near my home, where Muddy Waters once played, and B.B. King and John Lee Hooker. And sometimes on a good night, you can hear them singing back to you from the mortar. We decided to do a live album with that song included. We've got a few CDs left. The label said, well, you're not ready for a live album. You don't have enough of a catalog, but we did a live album anyways. And it went something like this. And it was pretty good. But a few years ago, a gentleman approached me. And he said, Paul, I was wondering if you could write a song about my life. And that's such a fraught, dicey proposition because a lot of people's lives just aren't as interesting as they think they are. And then you have to embellish, and you don't really want to embellish. And then I don't usually do that, but I mean, just for giggles, I mean, what do you got? And it turned out his father was a cattle hauler, And this is a family show and a family event. I'm just going to say his mother was from a much older profession than truck driving. And they met there at the parking lot of the Union 76 truck stop in Amarillo, Texas. And I said, you know, I think I could write that song. And so it became Ballad of the Bull Hauler's Son. And you can find that online. And you can find all of our songs online. If
just subscribe to Long Haul Paul Music. And that helps us a lot if you subscribe and follow it. Believe it or not, when we try to get in with a new venue, they look you up to see if you're anybody at all worth a decent payday, and your subscribers affect the rate of pay that you can obtain. So, anyways, this song goes a little bit like this. I was made in the back of an old snow's mac in the summer of 75. To an old cow pop and a girl from the law, she was scuffling just to stay alive. She'd been beaten, broke down in that hard Texas town. Lord, she'd fallen to a terrible fix. Daddy said, let's get you on out of here, girl. I come along in 76. Then times was good, and life was kind, and God was smiling down on the earth. Then I found a cherry red 359. It'd been built in the year of my birth. It had a 1693 Caterpillar motor and a 15 double over on the dash. Daddy took a sack from that old round Mac and he paid it all in the back. Back on the roads, I run a thousand loads with that old man when I was young. The highway has its own honk-hoot, and he hammered it in to his son. God took him from the land in 20 on land. I still think of things he said. Don't tell me the best days are over and the good hands are all gone and dead. Well, we had a little shed by the old creek bed in the great state of Tennessee. Little piece of land near my pappy's and my nan's. It was mama, it was daddy and me. Every week or two he'd come off his cold cow run. He'd take me down to the old pig farm. One day in early spring, I bluegill on the string to come home, and mama was gone. Well, I looked in daddy's eyes, and I saw no real surprise. He just gathered all my dirty clothes. Next day we slammed the chute, and we loaded for Dubuque. That's the way this old story goes. My father, he is not. And that girl from the lot, my mom, I will see no more. But there's just one life we've got. Don't wait for what you're not. Y'all take that.
Hey, we lost the feed here.
From the sun. Yeah.
Thank you.
Now, Mr. Johnny Appleseed, a crack cocaine, your whereabouts they are unknown. But they put that poor boy on a northbound train and get him to his school here at County Home. Now, we left houses made up in a Carolina bed. He ain't a leaving till he's good and right. He ain't thinking too much about nothing at all. He's just a craving that woman class back. Now, that ain't no risk for work. Where the poor boy's supposed to be. He was 900 miles out of Brooklyn when you turned him out of Bellary. Now there ain't no rest for work, man. Where the poor boy's supposed to sleep. He was 900 miles out of Brooklyn when you turned him out of Bellary. Thank you so much. I want to give you a sneak preview from our upcoming album. We've got an album that's coming out called Legends of the Lost Highway, and a lot of these songs are about people I actually knew, or songs somebody I knew, or most of these are songs about real people. And this song is it's more interesting to me to write about real actual events in the trucking world, I guess, because, you know, there's so many stories out there. But I used to work for an old boy out of Modoc, Indiana, and they called him Big Daddy. And Big Daddy, he was like a father to me. I don't know how it is with you all. Like, some of these small trucking companies, they become like your extended family, and that's how it was working for Big Daddy. But when you work for an old boy out of Modoc, who grown men refer to as Big Daddy, you might just find yourself in the midst of a pretty colorful cast of characters as your coworkers. One of these characters was a gentleman they called Santa Claus. Now, Santa Claus was my buddy. He was a kind and gentle soul. He always had a way of mellowing me down. And he looked like he just walked off the set of Miracle on 34th Street. I mean, he could have just walked into any department store in New York City and gotten a job as a Santa Claus. And if the kids pulled on his beard, he would say, ouch, there was no fake beard. But sadly, Big Daddy had to let Santa Claus go because Santa Claus had a certain fondness for a particular herb, which the United States government considered a Schedule I narcotic. So Santa Claus went and got a job at the big truck junkyard for a couple of years, old ladies. And some of the drivers said, he probably quit. And other drivers said, he just gotten smarter about hiding it. But the matter was settled one night. Santa Claus, we pulled reefers for Big Daddy, and Santa Claus was up on the catwalk fumbling with something behind the door of his reefer unit. And one of those drivers walked up on him. It's about 2 in the morning. He goes, wait, they're up there. And poor Santa was an elderly gent with a heart condition. And he jumped back, and the Ziploc bag of something which appeared like oregano fell down to the catwalk. And it was known then to the drivers that Santa Claus was keeping his reefer in his reefer. His reefer in his reefer, right there behind that little door. He hung them pine trees in his sleeper. He couldn't smell it anymore. Mama said the boy was just a stoner. Mama said that's what sister said that's what she had been told. Mama said the boy's pure Oklahoma. Carter County Country Go. I met him out there in Texas. He pulled them zigzags from his boot. He was an old school one and a roller. Just gonna cold turkey off the toot. Said he'd been in the dark hole. He'd been searching for the truth. But he was going back to Barstow. This time he's taking the scenic route. Kept his reaper in his reaver. Right there behind that little door. He hung them pine trees in his sleeper. She couldn't smell it anymore. Mama said the boy was just a stoner. Sister said that's what she had been told. Mama said the boy's pure Oklahoma. Carter County country goat. Oh, steel guitar. Imagine a steel guitar right there. Last time I seen him was in Biloxi. He was twisting up some sticks. He's on that back road just hot locks in. In that old 386. He was a true blue cowboy, hardcore. Now he was crying in the rain. Lord, just give me back more and more. That's the place I feel the pain. He kept that reaper and reaper. Right there behind that little door. He hung them pine trees in his sleeper. Hundreds of them. He couldn't smell it anymore. Mama said the boy was just a stoner. Sister said that's what she had been told. Mama said the boy's pure Oklahoma. Carter County country goat. Thank you. Good 7:09. That's an excellent choice. Can anybody tell me what time it is?
7:40.
7:40? Okay, great. You seem to be a crowd who enjoys colorful songs about salty characters who have checkered histories in the trucking industry. I'm going to sing this one for you. Checkered history, that would be like, who is that out there, Randy? Checkered history, that would be like, you know, people, questionable, I don't know. Folks, this next song was written by a professional songwriter by the name of Fred Eaglesmith. It does not represent the views of Truckers for Hope or its sponsors. Do not try this at home or in the cab of your truck. Well, I got a letter in an old mailbox. I forgot I hid in a little truck stop. I read it once. I read it again. I could hardly keep from crying. I've been down on the road for a week or more with an empty truck. I don't have a load, and I don't care, just to tell you the truth. I think I could be dying. Sing it with me now. And it's trucker speed, Benzedrine, Percocets, and Phenamine. Black Beauties and West Coast turn around. When the coast is clear, I drive with the knees, mixing all up like a recipe. Coca-Cola and coffee to wash it down. Sometimes I feel like my wheels ain't touching the ground. At the side of the road,
He said, "You're a mess." Well, I told him she didn't even leave an address. But he got another call and said, "Wait right here. I'll be back in a little while." I folded my head across my arms. I slept on the wheel for an hour or more. Then I started up and I rolled out into the night. And it's trucker speed, then to dream. Percocets and Fetamine. Black beauties and West Coast turn around. When the coast is clear, I drive with my knees. Mix it all up like a recipe. Coca-Cola and coffee to wash it down. Sometimes I feel like my wheels ain't touching the ground.
Trade school.
29 years I had union skill work, and I used to help me in a Chevrolet Jesus, an American promise, as big as the sky. And I worked all those years. When I got honest, I was red, right, and blue, and at his church. I still remember that day in November, that newborn baby was a star of my crown. I named him Carl after my father. I took the old man to Jenkins, house around. I taught him to stand tall, and now to play baseball. That third chapter lesson from the old book of John. He had a smile like his mother. He's a good man to others. Oh, I'll raise him up proud, my American song. And I used to have faith in the Chevrolet Jesus, an American promise, as big as the sky. And I worked all those years, but I got on this. I was red, white, and blue. It's a 4th of July. Now I work in this diner. Since my job went to China, lost my voice somewhere out there. They honored him Monday with his name on the highway. Gave a flag to his mama. I held by the door, and on his political big shots, his own cherished memoirs, his big old bankers and corporate liars. On that level, a dead soldier don't matter. How would you like a burger with your freedom fries? I used to have faith in the Chevrolet Jesus, an American promise, as big as the sky. I worked all those years. When I got on it, I was red, white, and blue. It's the 4th of July. When I was much younger, I dreamed like thunder. I wore my heart on the sleeve of my shirt. Thank you so much. There's a nice young man here.
Well, it looks like we lost the feed, but that's okay. So, yeah, that's over at the truck show right there. That's where that's at. Even YouTube is kind of screwing up on me. Don't know what the deal is on that. But yeah,
you've come to every show I've ever done here at Charles Travolta. I want to say thank you so much to Jason Smith.
That's fine. We'll get out of that. he's winding down anyway. That's fine. You can go check him out. He's at Long Haul Paul. He's live on Facebook, on his Facebook page. So go check him out there. And we can't be more thrilled to how he, you know, we hang out with him. And whenever we can, we go to the truck shows. And he's actually been to our tent in the parking lot of the Mid-America Trucking Show there in Louisville. And so we hope to see him again and see him at our other events that we'll be having together. Like I said, stay tuned to that. He's, like I said, Long Haul Paul Music is a Facebook page on Facebook. He's live there right now. You can go check him out. We'll also be sharing some pictures and videos and stuff on our Facebook the Facebook page that we got on that. So go check that out too. And we'll be sharing that stuff. I'll be trying to get it shared over to YouTube as well. So if you're on YouTube and not on Facebook, you'll be able to see it. And that's it, man. That's a truck show. A lot of stuff going on, and kind of jealous. Wish I was there. So go check it out. Truckers for Hope. TruckersForHope.com. Go check them out, and then you can get all of our lists of our sponsors on RedneckAndEyes.com. Please go subscribe to the YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody doing that for us. Let me get some music. We'll wind it out of here, and shut it down for the day. That was just my technology messing up again, but that's fine. There we go. Cool deal. So yeah, go check us out. Like I said, redneckandeyes.com. We're gonna call it a day here. Follow us on YouTube as well. Appreciate everybody doing that with YouTube channel. Looks like it came back on and everything. You can see that. And we'll just be checking it out. Like I said, go check out Long Haul Paul on Facebook. We appreciate everybody doing that. He's a good supporter of Redneck and Eyes, and we appreciate all that what he does. Good storyteller, folk song singer, and singer-songwriter. It's just always a thrill to get to see him play. So go check that out. Like I said, that's on Facebook, Long Haul Paul Music. Go check that out at Facebook. And later on, if you know about Tony Justice, he'll probably be playing live on his Facebook page. He's got a Facebook page. It's Tony Justice Music. I'm pretty sure that's it. But anyway, he's a good friend of mine too. He's a good guy, and he's got some good music. He's actually Nashville recording artist. So it's pretty awesome. So go check that out. Like I said, that's Tony Justice, Tony Justice Music. And he'll be playing live after Long Haul Paul. So go check that out. And this is Red Egg and Eyes Radio. We're here live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in at 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation. Just hit one. We also got great sponsors we like to check out. And, of course, that is DPF Regeneration at dpfregeneration.com. Appreciate all their support. And also check out Load to Ride Transportation at ltrtransportation.com. And, again, if you got the app, Trucker Tools app, download the app from their app store. You can check them out at truckertools.com. That's the Trucker Tools app where you can book freight, track freight, and even plan your routes, fuel stops, truck stops, parking, showers, Walmarts, all that stuff. So go check them out, Trucker Tools, truckertools.com. Appreciate all their support. So, like I said, we'll see you Monday, and stay tuned for pictures and videos from the truck show, and we'll try to get those out to everybody so we can check them out. Like I said, that's redneckandeyes.com. Go link to all of our social media accounts. That's we got Instagram, we got Twitter, we got Facebook, and YouTube. Please go subscribe to the YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody doing that. Until next time, we guys see you later. Stay safe, stay successful, keep between the ditches, and we'll see you out there on the road.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and Eyes was founded by truckers to help truckers and others handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandeyes.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you've got a Redneck and Eyes.